Ross, Alexander. 1862. I will here give a copy of a letter written to Brother A.R., Oswego, New York. Dear Brother R., I was shown some things in regard to you. I saw that you were deceived in regard to yourself. You have given occasion for the enemies of our faith to blaspheme and to reproach Sabbath keepers. By your indiscreet course, you have closed the ears of some who would have listened to the truth. I saw that we should be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You have manifested neither the wisdom of the serpent nor the harmlessness of the dove. Satan was the first great leader in rebellion, and God is punishing the North that they have so long suffered to exist the accursed sin of slavery. For in the sight of heaven, it is a sin of the darkest dye. God is not with the South, and he will punish them dreadfully in the end. Satan is at the bottom of all rebellion. You, I saw, Brother R., have permitted your political feelings to destroy your judgment and love for the truth. It is eating out true godliness from your heart. You never have looked upon slavery in the right light, and your views of this matter have thrown you on the side of the rebellion, which Satan and his host have stirred up. Your views of slavery and the sacred, important truths for this time cannot harmonize. You must yield your views or the truth. Both cannot be cherished in the same heart, for they are at war with each other. Satan has been stirring you up. He would not let you rest until you should express your views and sentiments upon the side of the powers of darkness, strengthening the hands of the wicked whom God has cursed, throwing your weight upon the wrong side with those who have a corrupting influence, whose course of life is to sow thorns and plant misery for others. I saw you with a degraded company, a God-forsaken company, and angels of God fled from you in disgust. I saw you were utterly deceived. Had you followed the light God has given you, had you heeded the instructions of your brethren, had you listened to their advice, you would have saved yourself and saved the precious cause of truth from reproach. But as you have given publicity to your sentiments, notwithstanding all the light given, it will be the duty of God's people, unless you undo what you have done, to publicly withdraw their sympathy and fellowship from you, in order to save the impression which must go out in regard to us as a people, to let them know that we have no such ones in our fellowship, and will not walk with such an one in church capacity. You have lost the sanctifying influence of the truth. You have lost your connection with the heavenly host. You have allied yourself with the first great rebel, and God's wrath is upon you. For his sacred cause is reproached, and the truth is made disgusting to unbelievers. You have grieved God's people, despised the counsel and advice of his ambassadors upon earth, who labor together with God and are in Christ's stead beseeching souls to be reconciled to God. As a people, I was shown we cannot be too careful what influence we exert, and we should watch every word. When we by word or act place ourselves upon the enemy's battleground, we drive holy angels from us and encourage and attract evil angels in crowds around us. This you have done, Brother R., and by your unguarded, willful course have caused unbelievers to look upon Sabbath keepers all around you with suspicion. These words were presented before me as referring to the servants of God. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. Luke 10, verse 16. May God help you, my dear deceived brother, to see yourself as you are, and to have your sympathies with the body.